Hello, and welcome to the Midwest Genealogy Center's Tell Me a Story program, an initiative to record America's family history in sound. Oral histories are one of the most personal and rewarding ways to preserve family stories. The Tell Me a Story sessions are 45-minute interviews between two people with the assistance of a trained facilitator. Participants will receive a compact disc with the full interview. A copy will be archived at the Midwest Genealogy Center and, with permission, later made available to the public. And now, another story.
Today is April 2nd, 2016. My name is Jennifer Stevenson. I'm a member of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated Beta Omega Chapter in Kansas City, Missouri. I am here with Soror Gina Mercer, also a member of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated Beta Omega Chapter in Kansas City, Missouri. We are here today to learn more about her story as a woman of our illustrious sorority, Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority. So Gina, where were you born?
I was born in Springfield, Illinois.
Okay. What are your parents' names?
My parents' names are Ben Everett Mercer and Montiel Victoria Wilson Mercer. Mm-hmm.
Do you have any siblings, and what are their names?
Yes, I do. I have two sisters. Mm-hmm. My oldest is Cheryl Marie Davis, and my youngest is Benita Victoria Brown.
Okay. And this question, are you married? Tell me about your family.
Well, I'm not married, so I'm the single daughter of the group. However, my sisters are married. Mm-hmm. Cheryl Davis to Larry Davis, and Benita is married to Michael Brown.
Okay.
And there are just three girls in our family.
Okay. Do you have children, nieces, nephews?
No children. But I do have five nieces and nephews. I have three nieces, Chloe Davis, LaShawn Davis, and Aaron Brown. And I have two nephews, Lloyd Brown and Brandon Brown. And Lloyd also have two daughters, Kylie and Leah Brown.
Very good. Where did you grow up?
I grew up in Springfield, Illinois, but we moved to Kansas City, Missouri. So I really had all of my formative years here in Kansas City, Missouri, from almost daycare, elementary, and high school.
So what is your occupation?
I am currently an educator in the Kansas City, Missouri School District. I teach music. Currently, I am teaching at Pacell Academy of Fine and Performing Arts.
Good. What college did you attend? What was your major? And when did you graduate?
Well, I knew early on that I wanted to attend an HBCU, which is Historically Black College and Universities. And at first, we thought I would attend Lincoln University in Jefferson City, Missouri, but I told my parents that I wanted to go out of state. Now, Lincoln University are my parents' college. They're both alumni from LU. So I decided to go to Arkansas. So I attended the University of Arkansas at Pine Bluff, formerly Arkansas AM&N. And there I majored in music education, and I graduated in May of 1981.
Right. When did you become a woman of Alpha Kappa Alpha?
Well, it was there on the campus of the University of Arkansas at Pine Bluff that I was introduced to Alpha Rho Chapter, and I enjoyed what I saw, and I already knew a little bit about the sorority because my senior year I was a debutante mm-hmm. with the Kansas City, Missouri chapter of Beta Omega. And at that time, Beta Omega and Mu Omega sponsored the debutante ball together. And so I enjoyed the interaction that I had with the ladies, and they were very helpful with us in getting us ready for a presentation, and just the fact that it was service and scholarship. So when I arrived on the campus in Pine Bluff, Alpha Rho greeted us as freshmen, mm-hmm. and I thought that was really unique. Mm-hmm. And so I went to their informational, and at that time, I don't know if it is today, but at that time it was called a rush. Mm-hmm. So I attended the rush and then followed through the process of the interview, and I became a woman of Alpha Kappa Alpha in 1978.
Wow. And so what offices or titles have you held within Alpha Kappa Alpha?
Well, I guess I was serving in leadership there with Alpha Rho first on the campus. And I served as an assistant dean of, at that time, Pledges. Mm-hmm. And then I also served as their first vice president, which is their first anti-bacillus.
Okay. And what about, like, as you became a graduate member, what other graduate chapters sure. and your involvement in those?
Well, from Alpha Rho, I moved back to Kansas City to begin my career as an educator. And I aligned myself with Beta Omega chapter, mm-hmm. and was a member of Beta. Have been a member of Beta Omega since. So it has only been Beta Omega and Alpha Rho that I have been affiliated mm-hmm. with. And within Beta Omega, I've had the opportunity to serve on many committees mm-hmm. and chaired a couple of the committees, as well as I've served in their leadership as well.
Okay. How has AKA impacted your life?
Wow. Well, I would say that it has broadened more of my service to the community and to family, and also it's broadened my my service as an educator in the district. I do a lot with my students. I'm able to direct them in directions that I think would be beneficial for them. Mm-hmm. And so I would credit most of that to Alpha Kappa Alpha.
Okay. And how did Alpha Kappa Alpha influence your career, or what influence has it had on your career?
Well, I didn't know really until after I was in the sorority that a large base of members are educators. Mm-hmm. And also with that, they were very strong forward women in the educational arena, and also in the ladder of the profession. And so that has been really rewarding, because I think with for each building that I have taught in or a program, I've come across a member of Alpha Kappa Alpha. So we're quite plentiful in the arena. So I think it's been beneficial for me there. Mm-hmm. And again, helpful. I can call on sorors in time of need, or just needing to have information in terms of resource, where to go, who to speak to.
Mm-hmm. Okay, very good. What was your most memorable AKA moment?
It's hard to pare down to one memorable moment. I will say one of my, well, there's several, so I'll try to condense it, but first was being able, I can say that I have met Sar Lorraine Green, who served as our second Supreme Bacillus of the sorority, the national body, and also Irma Frazier, who happened to have been one of Beta Omega's charter members. Mm-hmm. And then at the 75th Boulé, mm-hmm. my mother, Ivy, who has become an Ivy Beyond the Wall, saw Mike Till Mercer doing our first boule was at the 75th boule in Washington, D.C. Mm-hmm. So there it was quite exciting because we met one of our founders, Norma Boyd. Mm-hmm. And so that was quite memorable at the time for me. Mm-hmm. And outside of serving as basilis for Beta Omega chapter for two separate terms, mm-hmm. in 2006 and 2007, and also 2012 to 2013.
What have been some of your contributions to the to community service, career, or volunteer service? What have been some of your contributions?
Well, I have one. I support the national programs of the sorority. Mm-hmm. And outside of that, I've always been involved with Harvesters. Mm-hmm. And I really enjoyed our service that was introduced under one of our national programs, which was Heifer International. Mm-hmm. And that I still am involved with. And also, I'm involved with the Ronald McDonald Houses. Mm-hmm. I think that's a program that is worthy to continue to support. Mm-hmm. And that support has stemmed since I toured with Up With People. We had Ronald McDonald Houses and Ronald McDonald Charities, mm-hmm. supported us in the state of Florida. Mm-hmm. And since then, I've seen the works that have been very beneficial to families and even touched my family, because my nephew was stricken with leukemia, and that was a very trying times, mm-hmm. for the family. Even though they were here in the city, they weren't able to benefit from the Ronald McDonald Houses. Mm-hmm. But I do know there are many families who aren't able to take that trip back, mm-hmm. and forth so that they're child could receive services. Mm-hmm. So I do know that that's very beneficial. So even today, I still support the Ronald McDonald Houses.
Mm-hmm. Okay. How have you impacted the lives of others through your service with AKA? What has been the impact?
Well, I can only assume that I have made an impact because I extend service and I give, not that for them to in return tell me this is what you've done. I will say that I find it a blessing each time a former student of mine comes back to see how I'm doing after they've graduated, or they'll text me to keep me updated on what they're doing now in college, or their album release dates, because I'm in music, so I have a few of them who are in the industry. I would hope and think that I have made an impact, mm-hmm. That has been helpful.
Mm-hmm. I think you have.
Thank you.
What do you like most about being an AKA?
Well, I like most about being, well, outside, I find it an honor to be able to wear the historical letters of AKA, but I love the fact of the camaraderie, the sisterhood, the fellowship that we are able to have, and just being able to work side by side with common goals. You know, we thinking on the same level of service.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And what is a great AKA story that you would like to share?
A great AKA story. Well, I don't know. I think one of them would be at the 75th boule, and another member of the chapter saw Berta Sewell. We were roommates at the boule, and we had the big march on Washington, and we could not catch a bus that would get us there in time, so we hopped a cab. And the cab said, "Ladies, are you trying to get to the march?" We said, "Yes, follow that march." He said, "We can get you there in split time." And he took us around about, I don't know, you know, not familiar with the city layout, but he got us all the way to the front of the march. And we jump out and run to the steps, and we can see this large sea of pink and green just coming to the step. I think that was exciting because we had no idea where we were going, but he knew how to get us there, and he got us there right to the front of the march. Mm-hmm. So that's one of many.
So what advice do you have for SORs starting out in Alpha Kappa Alpha sorority?
I think my biggest advice is come with a big heart. As now in this time, a lot of Alpha Kappa Alpha and the showcasing of Alpha Kappa Alpha has been pushed through the media and social medias and films and the industry, how they may want to project what sororities and fraternities are. However, I would say to be very careful about that and not to be misled, but to really understand what sisterhood is about, really understand what service is about, because it requires you to give up a lot of yourself. Mm-hmm. Just so that you can be of service and support of others. So make sure that that's first as your priority, so then you can enjoy the benefits of the historical letters of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority, mm-hmm, Incorporated.
What do you want SORs to remember about you?
That's another difficult question. I would say that I am as genuine as I can, and I think as you can get it, a person to be. Two, that I truly enjoy, especially to Beta Omega, I truly enjoyed serving in leadership for Beta Omega, and that's all I can think of right now.
Okay. Thank you, Gina Mercer, for sharing your story. This concludes the recording for Gina, dated on April 2nd, 2012.
Which happens to be my birthday.
Not 2012, 2016. Happy birthday. Yeah. At the Midwest Genealogy Center in Independence, Missouri.
Thank you.